So the UFC has decided to add women's events to the show. Strikeforce did it before, but this is the first for the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And the UFC is not merely adding women's events, but it's showcasing them by making the women's event the headliner for UFC 157. For me, a longtime supporter of the UFC, and I put my money where my mouth is, this strikes me as the wrong move for the sport. That's distinct from saying that it's a bad move for the organisation. After all, I've no idea of the financial angles and the business case for including women that Dana White thinks are compelling enough to make this change. But I am saying that it's a wrong move, and here's why. Women simply don't qualify as Ultimate Fighters. I find it incomprehensible not only that this new women's event exists, but it actually headlines UFC 157, relegating accomplished and far superior male fighters to the undercard. I mean, seriously, Dan Henderson and Lyoto Machida rate lower than Ronda Nobody and Liz Whoever. Seriously. Yet this is the advertising choice made by the men who run the UFC. And it's not just because it's new either. The UFC recently added new male weight divisions, bantamweight and featherweight, and these guys didn't rate much of a mention, let alone top billing. Yet any of these guys fight at a level that no female fighter could live with. So the headlining of the women is not based on skill or novelty, it's based on the fact that they're women. Of course we've seen this elsewhere, but it's not something that should be part of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, at least if it intends to live up to that name. Now the argument runs that women represent a legitimate grouping, which is equivalent to weight classes. But this sidesteps the real issue, which everyone is aware of, performance. The only real category we have for professional fighting is weight. Not height, not ability, not country of origin, and typically not even sex. It's not restricted to men. Rather, it's simply that only men are able to compete at the top level. Weight classes are indeed a step back from a free-for-all in order to keep the smaller man alive. But to do anything else to classify fighters amounts to elevating mediocrity. That's why we have the WNBA and women's athletics and women's soccer. They are unable to compete at the top level of the game, and so we give them a sandbox to play in. In the fighting world, women are the also-rans who could not achieve genuine prominence if not for this special treatment. Now here is a clear example of where we should draw the line between male and female endeavour, but it seems no man is capable of drawing it. We've become bystanders watching the train wreck of diversity unfold. Women fighters are undoubtedly accomplished, but they're still about as far from ultimate fighters as the WNBA is from the NBA, or Women's World Cup soccer is from the actual World Cup. Placing women in the UFC is like awarding an Oscar to a child in a school play. The UFC has clearly departed from its self-entitled mission to showcase the best and most complete fighters, the ultimate fighters. The UFC is now officially in the business of promoting lower level fighters in the shape of women in some effort to broaden its appeal. I've not paid good money in the past to watch pay-per-view events so that I can be presented with less than the best fighters. Of course, some people are happy to pay money for women's sports. Some are interested in if this mediocre fighter can beat this other mediocre fighter who happen to be women. I'm just not one of them, and I think it's wrong that the UFC have not created a separate event with separate pay-per-view fees for women fighters. That would give fans a proper choice of where to put their money. And those tickets would sell, right? Female fighters are what people want to see, right? There's one reason, and one reason alone, that these women are included as part of the UFC as if they deserve to be there. Very few people would make a trip out to a stadium specifically to watch women perform, or pay money to watch them on TV. So as is typical, when women move into male spaces, they instead graft themselves onto the success that men have created and parachute themselves, by the power of their vaginas, straight into top billing. If I pay for UFC 157, as I paid for previous events, I have no choice but to be presented with the female bout as part of my purchase, as if it's something worth paying for. And my money would contribute to these women's share of the purse, a share that would be greater than most, if not all, of the men. The men who run the UFC, the men who built it up from nothing into an exciting, successful sport, and at the sharp end, the men who have spent untold hours and all kinds of pain in training to develop their skill and perform at the top level. All of these men have willfully capitulated to the female invasion machine. It shows just how readily men will throw the achievements and greatness of men under a bus, even when those achievements are their own, just as soon as a woman appears on the scene. On another pertinent note, how long before we see the inevitable cancerous litigation from female fighters, just as we see it everywhere else? About their pay, about why there aren't more women fighters, about more women in UFC management, about more women judges, and more women referees, and more women headlining events, and more women winning Fight of the Night, and higher women's bonuses? And perhaps ultimately, why isn't Dana White a woman? And what about suing for a hostile work environment? After all, they're bound to feel demeaned by the UFC Octagon girls. That's degrading, right? In fact, I wonder if the Octagon girls will even be allowed at UFC 157, simply to forestall potential female litigation. How long before a male fighter or commentator or referee is kicked out of the UFC for saying some wrong thing in some wrong way that upsets a woman? It's already happened in UK soccer, and it will happen in the UFC. I'll say it straight by borrowing a line from Apollo Creed. Women fight great, but men are great fighters. How have we lost sight of what it means to hold to a standard and to not bend? How have we lost our ability to discern the best from the also-rans? Why do we no longer understand relatively simple definitions such as the word ultimate? Along with all the ridiculousness going on in the military and also in business regarding women and diversity, we now find ourselves in the cold reality of inferior female fighters being not just a bit part of the Ultimate Fighting Championships, but headlining it. You couldn't make it up. And the men who make it what it is, the men we're paying to see, the men whose credibility and popularity these female fighters are leeching from, who cares? Well, I care. Female fighters parachuted into the Octagon to share the same stage with the likes of George St. Pierre, John Jones, and Anderson Silva. The key to whether a category is genuinely worthwhile or is simply elevating mediocrity is, would it stand by itself? Would a women's UFC stand by itself? No. It can only exist as a parasite on men's abilities, and there's no way I can bring myself to pay top dollar for bottom draw performance. Welcome to the mediocre fighting championships, the diverse fighting championships, the used to be ultimate fighting championships. My financial support for the UFC has come to an end, and now I'll be seeking out the more worthwhile fights by other means. Farewell, UFC, and I'll try to hang on to the fact that it was damn good while it lasted.